You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Guess who's back? Cindy freaking Campbell.
Just a day off, that's all.
Yo, just a day off for you, maybe. But for me, my whole world is thrown in disarray, chaos. Oh, my goodness. David and Cindy, Q106.5. I'm so happy you're back.
I'm happy to be back.
You're a liar. Liar.
Well, okay.
You feel no emotion. Nothing.
What?
Nothing about yesterday. You have no idea how lonely I was.
You had Jordan here.
You know what he's like.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not you. I am glad you're back.
True.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
The weather is just absolutely weird right now. I walked outside and I had a jacket, took it off. It's warm.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know.
And then Halloween, looking ahead, looks like that's going to be hot. Upper 60s, maybe 70s.
Oh, wow.
What are we doing?
See, I didn't look at the weather before I left this morning. And last I knew, you know, on Thursday, it was supposed to start getting colder. So I'm sitting here in a long sleeve shirt and I wore like my heaviest sweater. Cardigan, thank goodness, that's in my office because I came in here and on top of that, it's ridiculously warm in here when we come in first thing in the morning. I'm sitting here like, can I just do the show from the back parking lot? Because it's hot in here.
Yeah, we've turned it into a sauna. we've all decided that saunas are good for your health. They help they help you detox. They help with your blood circulation.
That's right.
So going forward, it will be 150 degrees in studio.
Oh, yay.
until the foreseeable future. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
When you come to work.
Okay.
Speaking of hot.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a way to segue into this great giveaway we have in the 7 o'clock hour. Parker McCollum is coming back to Maine.
Oh, that's so cool.
January 31st, Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. And we want to send you for free.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It must have been something about Maine he liked, right? Because he was just here.
He was. He actually, remember, he kicked off the
Waterfront Concert Series.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He kicked that off in May, end of May. He was like the first one for the summer.
Right.
And yeah, he had a baby and then said, okay, I had a baby. Now I'm going to come back. Think about that.
The baby's screaming, I want to go back to Maine.
Right. He's like, honey, I got to get back on the road to make money. Shoot. I really want to be here to help you out, but I got to go. So that pair of tickets is up for grabs. 7 o'clock hour and so much more fun to be had on David and Cindy Q106.5.
No big surprise. My bow hunting husband sitting in a tree stand this morning waiting for the deer to walk by. Firearm season is on the horizon with youth hunting days coming up this weekend. If you're gearing up for the firearm season, now is the time to head to Old Town Trading Post in Old Town or Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln. If you've been thinking of picking out a new firearm, both Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have a huge selection and plenty of ammo. But if you want to give yourself time to sight it in before you head into the woods, head there now. Owners Dave and Melissa are ready to show you what's new and answer your questions. Been an amazingly warm week. The weather at some point is going to turn. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have lots of warm and waterproof layers, including lots of hoodies. So even if you don't hunt, there's something for you. And of course, the Black Rifle Company coffee. I mean, it's delicious, benefits veterans, and it's the perfect way to start any hunting trip. Don't wait. Head to Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln soon, before it's time to bag your deer. Oh, and don't forget to sign up for the Big Buck Contest at Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln. Have to do that before you get your deer. And remember to tell them Cindy sent.
And Cindy Campbell forgot her coffee this morning.
I did. I'm honestly trying to figure out if it's in my car. And that's, you know, three floors down. So it's like, do I want to just... down there, or do I want to just make coffee here and call it good?
So. Oh, the irony is, if only you had coffee to give you energy to run down three flights of stairs, right?
Right.
Oh.
Exactly. And typically, you know, I can message my husband and say, hey, look on the kitchen counter. Is my coffee sitting there? But he's in a tree stand. So I can't do that.
Is he just living in a tree these days?
If he's got the day off, yes.
Man, he loves it. Good for him.
Yeah.
That is he able to, he's not able to listen to us though because.
No, it has to be quiet there.
Yeah, our booming voices will scare off any deer.
Right.
Or maybe they'd entice them there. I like to think that we're kind of like Snow White.
No.
You and I together.
No.
We're humans that can relate to the creatures of the forest.
Not to say come here so I can shoot you, no.
Well, they don't know. They don't
Why?
Know we're
we
going
to.
You and I aren't going to do that. Jim is.
Can you sing like Snow White?
I almost fell for that one. I was about to belt it out and embarrass myself. Look at that. Wow, good for you, David,
you don't
for catching
it
yourself.
Out as Snow White. It's very light and lilting, right?
I was about to do it again. I was about to prove that I could do it.
That's right.
Why do I so badly want to prove that I can sound like Snow White? Get it together, David. Find your testosterone, man.
I don't know, but I'm finding out how easy you are, so this could be fun.
I'm incredibly easy. Talk to everybody in college. Hey, we're 1 week away.
We have so much in common.
Yeah, anyway. We do. We're 1 week away. Think about this.
Okay.
1 week away from putting up Christmas trees.
Oh my God. I was at Hobby Lobby late yesterday afternoon. And as I was leaving, this couple was coming in. And the guy said, look at that. They got Christmas stuff up already. Which at Hobby Lobby, I think it's kind of always there.
Yeah, it was there. Sir, it was there in May.
Yeah. Like, we do have it in the front windows now. So
remember when baseball season started? That's when Christmas stuff was up at Hobby Lobby. Are you kidding me? Hobby Lobby is a nightmare, by the way. A nightmare.
Yeah.
I go in for one thing. I mean, I love it personally. It's a nightmare when you go with someone else.
Yeah.
When you go by yourself, it's fine.
Right.
For my purposes, anyways. I go for like a frame. Oh, frames are get buy two, get one, or half off, or whatever.
Right.
If I bring somebody, I'll just go ahead and say it. It's not a sexist remark. It's just a fact. If I bring a woman to Hobby Lobby, I'm going to be there for over 2 hours because they got to look at everything.
I was in there for like 15 minutes.
You're special.
Because I was waiting for sandwiches to be made at Jersey Mike's. So
you had an ulterior motive.
I did.
But if you didn't have sandwiches waiting, how long would you have been at Hobby Lobby?
Not 2 hours. I'm not
a peruser.
No, I will spend that much time in a furniture store easily.
Right.
But the knick-knacky stuff, not so much.
I suppose I am guilty. Like in a bookstore, I will be like that. I can get lost in a bookstore.
Oh yeah, me too. Big time.
But Hobby Lobby, it's a nightmare. A nightmare. How many times can you look at all the ornaments and decorations that look like cows?
Oh, they had the cutest little cow picture
there. There it is, right there, case and point.
They did. They had the longhorn in daisies, and it was so cute.
They have everything in there's adorable. But are you going to, I don't understand just looking at it and not buying it. Like, get it already. Every time we come here, you look at the same things. Okay, my rant's done.
I have to get one of their little metal classic trucks for my classic truck collection in my office.
I've never seen that.
You can't see it because the light's out. It's right on the other side of that.
That's cool.
I have two little ones I got at Lowe's.
I love that.
I love classic trucks, so.
Hold on. Christmas idea for Cindy. Get her a classic truck.
Right.
Classic truck or bourbon. That's the two things for Cindy,
I am that kind of girl.
Yep. Yeah, and I love it. Coming up, we're going to discuss, you get to put a time limit on anything. What would it be? Maybe shopping at Hobby Lobby. You get 20 minutes. That's your time limit. And then you're out.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
Think about that. What is something that you would love to put a time limit on? Uh-huh. I see the wheels turning. We'll talk about that coming up. David and Cindy, Q106.5. I want to talk about 207 Wellness. 207 Wellness, for all your wellness needs. I got to go there earlier this week and try one of their IVs, the Recovery and Performance Blend. Ooh, that thing gave me, I felt like I was cheating. I went for hikes all weekend long. I was very fatigued, very sore, very tired. Got this IV and it was like I never did any, I didn't work out at all. I was rejuvenated, had a boost of energy. It seriously felt like I was cheating. They are known all over town for being the best for health, hydration, and weight loss goals. And not just for recovery, which is what I needed. 207 Wellness prepares your body for the extremes. They utilize their IV hydration with their special 207 Wellness Recovery and Performance Blend, which decreases your recovery time and enhances your performance with various minerals. It allows you to perform at a high level, whether it is you hiked all over town for the weekend and are just very sore, and or you played a hockey game and the next day you need a boost. Maybe you drank too much the night before. They got that too. Or maybe you're not feeling well. They have an immunity blend too that does wonders. 207 Wellness offers a student discount, $99 for an IV bag, whether it be the performance, reboot, or immunity blend. You can find out everything they do at 207wellness.org. That's 207wellness.org. They have 3 nurse practitioners and 3 RNs in-house to help you with your weight loss, hydration, and aesthetic needs, including Botox. Plus, when you book your Botox services with 207 Wellness, you get a free vitamin shot. 207wellness.org. They're in VZ. You can get all their information at 207wellness.org. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and we still have that chance for you to go to Jacksonville, Florida to see Jelly Roll.
That's right.
Did you get some coffee?
Yes, I did. First code word coming up at 8:20 this morning.
Yeah, you go enter that on the Q106.5 app. And you are entered into the digital drawing for this trip to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of the hotel, the flight, give you 2 tickets to the show.
$500 in spending cash so you can have a little fun while you're there.
And if you invite one of us, we provide the coffee and massages. Right?
Sure, why not?
Unless Cindy forgets her coffee again. How is the kitchen coffee here at Q106.5?
It's not bad as long as you put enough sugar in it.
That's right. I had it one time and it was so good. I never forgot my coffee again from home.
It is brisk coffee.
It is something.
Yeah.
It is something.
I have a little tub of sweet and low, honestly, not sugar.
There you go.
In my office. And this morning when I was putting in, it's like, let's just put in an extra little spoonful of that because this stuff is strong.
And you've earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've earned that extra packet.
That's right. I need to be awake this morning.
An airport in New Zealand has sparked debate around the world, imposing a 3-minute limit on hugs in its drop-off zone. Okay, 3 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, but not if, you know, you have a loved one who's going on a long trip and you're not going to see them for a long time and... What do they have? People walking around with stopwatches? I mean, who's clocking this thing?
I don't know.
And if someone's hug goes a little long, what do they? They go over and tap them on the shoulder and say, okay, that's enough.
Also,
break it up. High school?
Right. And New Zealand's so peaceful. I can't see anybody. I can't picture anybody being aggressive in New Zealand. Right. What do they got to worry about? Tasmanian devils?
And long hugs, apparently.
And long hugs. All right. Also.
Okay.
If you're hugging for 3 minutes, you're doing more than hugging. Am I correct?
Typically, I would say yes.
I mean, 10 seconds is long for a hug. Think about the last time you embraced somebody. And you love them. You truly do. Whether it's your spouse, a significant other, one of your children, a stranger. Think about it.
3 minutes is a long time to hug a stranger.
3 minutes is a long time to hug anybody. At one point, you got to be like, okay, this is really weird.
This is getting awkward.
Let go of me. Yeah. So I get 3 minutes. If someone's hugging for longer than 3 minutes, they need to be told to get a room.
Yeah.
Move along. Get a room. You guys aren't done saying goodbye yet, clearly. What did you do last night?
Yeah, that's like hugging for as long as what? The typical Luke Combs song, right?
Yeah.
It's about 3 minutes long.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's what that is. It's a long time.
What would you put a time limit on? So this has inspired our conversation for this hour. What would you put a time limit on? Think about an activity. Think about something you do on your day-to-day. Something that you just makes you so impatient. What would you love to put a time limit on? Do you have something? Oh, I want to hear it.
My husband, when he is in any fishing section, we will go to, for instance, Walmart, because I have some things to pick up. And
right.
He is zipping through that store so fast. I'm like, could you slow down? Because I can't keep up with you.
Right.
Until I stop to look at something and he says, I'm going to the fishing section. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. So I do everything I need to do. And I go over and he's still standing looking at the lures. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go over to this department for a few minutes. So I go over there and I hang out for a little bit. And then I go back. He's still looking at the fishing lures. Okay, I'm going to go, you know, look at this section. Okay. It's insane. It's like I can't. He gets in there and he's like, I want to get in and I want to get out. I don't like going to Walmart. I don't want to do this.
And then he gets sucked in.
And then he gets sucked in. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Would you really want to impose a time limit then on him? Because while he's busy and distracted, you're able to do what you want to do. It's kind of like giving a dog a chew toy. You know, the dog keeps nuzzling you, wants to be pet, needs attention, wants to go for a walk. But then you give them a brand new chew toy and they're busy for like an hour until they destroy that thing. Right?
Takes your dog an hour. Takes my dog 5 minutes. But anyway.
You have a pit bull.
I do.
So it's like giving Jim, your husband, a chew toy. It's like, okay, go.
It is true. If I want to do some shopping, you know, all I have to do is direct him toward that section and I'm good.
That is so funny.
There are times when it's like, okay, can we go now? Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm killing time. Can we go now?
What would you impose a time limit on? Any activity, anything, you get to enforce a time limit. What would it be?
And you?
Self-checkouts. Immediately, that's what I thought of. Immediately.
The people who take the huge cart full of groceries to the self-checkout.
Or they're just taking their time. And then you have the worker there. And I know they're doing customer service. And I get being, I love friendly conversation. I love the good hello.
Right.
But when you're in a hurry and the worker at name whatever store is talking to one of the customers and they're just talking, oh, did you go to the soccer game? Yes, sir. Scan the milk and get moving. Scan your milk and get moving, honey. You got a line back here. And I got to get home. The football game's about to start.
Right. Right. It's supposed to be a quick trip. Yeah, yes. I have to admit, the other day, I got in line behind this woman. She only had a couple of things. And in a regular, you know, line with a cashier.
Right.
She only had a couple of things. I had several things in a basket. But after she got done paying and groceries in her, she's organizing her coupons at the register.
Oh, heck no.
And I went to the self-checkout with a basket full of stuff because it's like, right. I'm going to say something to her.
I don't want
to do that. So
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
What are you enforcing a time limit on? Can't wait to hear your responses. Coming up on Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening.
Morning clouds will give way to brightening skies as we head towards mid to late morning hours. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds continuing through the afternoon. Temperatures today a little bit cooler with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Clearing tonight, overnight lows in the mid 30s to around 40. And then a gorgeous Friday shaping up. Plenty of sunshine. Temperatures Friday in the 50s for highs. A little more cloudiness on Saturday as a cold front moves in. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies. A chance for a few scattered showers, mainly across the north. Temperatures Saturday mainly in the 50s. Plan on breezy and much colder weather for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. A nice day in terms of sunshine. Partly to mostly sunny skies expected. Temperatures Sunday in the upper 30s to mid 40s. A gusty north to northwesterly breeze will make it feel even cooler. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
A balmy 54 degrees now at Q106.5.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. An airport, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
In New Zealand is enforcing a 3-minute hug limit when you say goodbye to loved ones after you drop them off. 3-minute hug limit. 3 minutes.
That's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. You're right. 3 minutes is a long time.
It's a very long time.
And you think it isn't a long time until you actually really think about it. The length of a song.
Right. That whole Shaboozy song. You're hugging somebody that long. Listen, 3 minutes is a very, very, very long time. I don't need more than 3 minutes to hug somebody.
But on the other hand, who is it harming? I guess unless you're standing in the way of people getting on the plane.
Or they're
holding up the plane for your hug.
So no, I think it's at the drop off is where they're enforcing this 3 minute time limit.
Okay.
So when you go to drop somebody off, a loved one, at a busy airport, there's other people that are trying to get in to drop off their loved ones too. Or you have the Ubers, the Lyfts, the taxis. They're all trying to squeeze in along the curb to quickly drop somebody off. And if you had somebody there hugging for longer than 3 minutes,
right,
which, again, that's an incredibly long and awkward time. I don't care who you are. If I'm hugging my mom for 3 minutes, there's an issue there. Call Freud. Call Dr. Freud immediately. That is odd. That's strange.
Yeah. So it's like a parent pickup thing. Get your kid and get the heck out of the line because other people want to get through.
Hug your kid for 10 seconds.
Right.
Pat him on the tush. Say, I love you. Go learn something fun.
Get out.
Yeah. Hug him for 10 seconds. Tap him on the tush and say, have a safe flight.
Right.
That simple. And I get that. And I do think 3 minutes is way too long. I think it's odd that they have to enforce a 3 minute time limit. How long are people hugging in New Zealand?
I just want to know who's clocking it and at what point, how do they enforce that? Does someone like walk over and knock on the window of the car?
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
So this
or is there a horn? Wouldn't that be cool if there was an air horn?
Oh my God, you get right up.
Time limit.
Hey, you've been hugging for longer than 3 minutes.
Exactly.
So it's inspired the conversation this morning. We got a couple calls on hold. What would you enforce a time limit on? Anything. Any activity, anything in your life, anything going on in the world, what would you enforce a time limit on? Cindy said her husband's shopping for lures. Which I think is so funny. And I totally get it. I love that he's so passionate about it.
Yeah.
He's literally sitting in a tree right now. I said self-checkouts. Pick whatever store it is. Any self-checkout. Move it along, honey. What's taking so long?
Right.
207-991-9500. What are you enforcing a time limit on?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear your responses. Coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. I don't want to put a time limit on Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, especially the sale they have going on right now. Up to 5,000 off hot tubs. It begins today, as soon as they open their doors and goes through the 26th. So I guess that's their time limit. Wish it could go forever, though. They have so many beautiful hot tubs there at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. And they're moving. They're moving from Brewer to Bangor. 96 Parkway South in Brewer is their current location. And they have so much inventory, the less they have to move to their new location, the better. Hence the sale, up to $5,000 off. It's called the Lucky Duck Sale. When you go and buy a brand new hot tub, you get to pull a duck. And you pull that duck, you could win up to $2,500 off of your hot tub. If you pay cash for that hot tub, you get to pick two lucky ducks. And that's where you can win up to $5,000 off of your brand new hot tub. And picture that on your patio, in your backyard, underneath the stars, fresh snow on the ground. Come on. That's winter in Maine right there. That's how you do winter in Maine. The Lucky Duck Sale going on beginning today. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, 96 Parkway South in Brewer. And Danielle, the owner of Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Cannot wait to talk to her. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, check them out online. All their inventory, sanddollarspa.com. Davis, Q106.5. Happy Thursday. Thanks for laughing with us, David and Cindy.
Hey, congratulations. We're talking Orrington 31-day gun raffle to Ryan Costain of Bucksport. Someone from Orrington Fire and Rescue will be in touch.
There you go, Ryan.
Yeah.
Good on you. New Zealand Airport.
Okay.
They're enforcing a 3-minute time limit on hugging.
Right.
When you drop somebody off, they say, if you take longer than 3 minutes to hug, get a room. Get out of here and get a room.
Right.
I love that. I think 3 minutes is way too long.
Right.
I can't imagine embracing anybody, the people I love the most, for longer than 3 minutes.
Not in public. As you said a while ago.
So this has inspired the conversation this hour. What the heck are you going to put a time limit on? I said self-checkouts.
I said my husband looking at any kind of sporting equipment, but especially fishing lures.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, D-Dog Dave and the Queen of Country, Cindy Kimball.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. One of the things that I put a time limit on is people ordering at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Know your order before you go in.
Yeah.
Definitely know your order, because if you don't, and I'm standing there behind you, I do not want to wait 5 minutes for you to order your food. I want my coffee.
Doesn't it drive you crazy when they ask about, and what is this? And what it's like, it's not like the menu changes a lot.
It doesn't. Maybe 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And they're donuts. Listen, the pink frosting, chocolate frosting, vanilla, you know what they are. And some have stuff in them, some don't. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Right. That's my time limit. So
we love it, Keith.
Yeah, very much.
And you
so.
Were very succinct with your
answer.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, that's because I just went through a Dunkin' Donuts and it took forever.
Thanks, Keith. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
What would you put a time limit on?
I would add to that, by the way, people who order like for the entire office in the drive-through line.
Oh, order ahead.
Go inside or order ahead.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Oh.
Anyway.
207-991-9500. You get to enforce a time limit on anything at all in your life. What would it be?
Yeah, we want to know. 991-9500, or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We are Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. Hi, we are David and Cindy. In 1 week, we'll be putting up Christmas trees. Is that real life?
I'm sure there are probably people who do, but those are probably people who have it up already.
That's me.
With Halloween decorations on it.
November 1st, it goes up. November 1st. I might even do it October 31st after the last trick-or-treater. That Christmas tree goes up. And it's just crazy to think that Halloween will be over and done with in 1 week.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It is.
It's also crazy that an airport in New Zealand is enforcing or having to enforce a 3-minute hug limit at the drop-off at their airport.
Yeah.
How, I know New Zealand, listen, Keith Urban, okay?
Right.
They're notorious for being lovers, even addicts.
Isn't he from Australia?
No, he's from New Zealand.
Is he from New Zealand?
Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
Okay, all right.
It's the same thing.
Learn something new every day.
It's the same thing. Listen,
yeah,
New Zealand, it's a little island. It's the same thing, except one has like Tasmanian devils. The other one has like, I think they both have kangaroos. Either way, they're way over there, okay?
Okay, mate.
Yeah, exactly. And they all talk like that. And so they have that 3-minute hug limit. And that's just wild. Who's hugging for 3 minutes at the airport?
Right.
Inspired the conversation. We got a bunch of calls on hold. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
We will get to you on what in your life would you love to enforce a time limit on? It could be anything.
Yeah.
We'll get to your calls in a minute. We will try to sneak one in here before we get to good news. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
And I'm calling from Frankfort.
Hey, Beverly. Thank you so much for calling. What would you put a time limit on?
Well, I was just getting back to that 3-minute hug on the drop-off.
Yeah.
I think that 3-minute drop-off thing is not just a hug. You're saying goodbye. You're talking to them. So it's not really a 3-minute hug. I understand that 3-minute limit. I think that is great, because you want to get in there. If you've got a flight to catch, you want to catch it. You don't want to miss it.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I think you're right too. Again, a 3-minute hug is too long. Like Kate Beckinsale. Oh man, I would love to hug her. But even with her, 3 minutes, I think it would get really weird.
Oh, you're lying. You're so lying.
Well, not in public. Beverly, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, have a good day.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Also, who am I kidding? Yeah. I wouldn't. The 3-minute hug with Kate Beckinsale would never last the 3 minutes.
Right.
The hugging Kate Beckinsale. It's just too much love there.
Yeah. You would never say, oh, no, that's too long.
Yeah, let's just move forward and get into good news. What do you think?
I think that's a good
idea. More of your calls coming up.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. A Maine teen is serving as co-chair for the Shriners Hospital Haunted Walk happening Sunday in Boston. She's become a big part of the event since she and her family have raised $10,000 for Shriners Hospitals. Chloe is 15. She lives in Hudson, Maine, and she was a patient at Shriners Hospital after suffering burns to the palms of her hands as her father was loading a pellet stove when she was only a year old.
Oh, man. Ouch.
Yeah. Chloe's support of the walk began a few years ago when she set up a hot chocolate stand and donated all the proceeds to Shriners Hospitals. The fundraising has grown, and like I said, $10,000. So good for you, Chloe. That's awesome. Way to take a negative and make it a positive.
Yeah, and at 15 years old, too. Very impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that story.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, coming up, more of your phone calls on what in your life would you love to enforce a time limit on? Also, we have Parker McCollum tickets to give away.
Very cool.
All happening this hour on David and Cindy.
Los Angeles Rams, who do you have for tonight? Who'd you pick?
Oh, I haven't picked yet.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done that yet. I have to do that today.
Okay, I'm thinking Rams.
Okay.
I have a feeling. Vikings are, they're favored, but I think it's going to be the Rams.
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. Sorry, behind the scenes stuff. We have a big football pool going on, and
that's
I am... I'm like dead last.
You're not dead last.
I'm close enough.
No. You're there are at least two or three people below you. Oh. And then I am like two people above you.
That makes me feel better. Thanks.
Hey, I'm right down there with you, babe.
And we're at the bottom of the barrel.
You don't like to be called babe.
No, that's fine. You can call me babe. I deserve that because I do hate it, but I deserve it because I am so bad at the football pool. So bad.
I'm having a bad year, too. Although last week, I got more points that week than anybody else. It only moved me up one slot, but, you know.
You're not making me feel better.
It was still a good week.
I got the least amount of points last week. The least and the week before. Let's move forward.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that.
I see you smirking. You're just like, oh, ha-ha, I know. You're terrible. New Zealand Airport is enforcing a 3-minute hug limit at the drop-off. 3-minute hug time limit.
And that's time. Break it up.
Yeah. Three minutes?
Separate corners. Get on your plane. Yeah.
We're not discussing about how awkward 3 minutes would be, mate. We're not discussing how awkward that would be because that is very, very long time. I'm thinking for a hug, 10 seconds max. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just awkward. Yeah, eventually, it's like, oh, our bodies are touching too much.
People don't always realize, and I'm going to say this, and hopefully won't offend anybody.
I'm already offended.
Everything we do here is timed, so we have a real sense of how much you can do in a minute.
Right.
A lot of people think of a minute as like a few seconds, and so they're like, 3 minutes is not very long, but think of the length of a song. Which is usually 3 to 3.5 minutes. That's how long you're hugging somebody.
In public.
It is a long time.
In public.
Yeah.
I don't do 3 minutes in private. Let's go to, well, hold on. We got some phone calls. Real quick on the Q106.5 app, nickname Birds. How do you pronounce A-U-R-R-Y?
A-U-R-R-Y?
They say they're from A-U-R-R-Y. Ari? Ori?
I have no idea.
Robin wrote in, said, 10 seconds max, digging for correct change at the checkout counter. 10-second time limit for digging for change at the checkout counter. I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
If you don't have it ready or you can't find it, just use a card, use the cash, get more change, get out.
Right. I wonder if that's supposed to be Surrey.
Oh, might be.
S-U-R-R-Y.
That makes sense. We'll still say it's Ari. They're from Ari. To the phones we go. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beverly. And calling from Frankfort.
Hey, Beverly.
I put a 3-minute time limit. When you're calling somebody and they put you on hold, and they'll say just a minute, and you can be on a hold for like 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That drives me nuts.
Oh, I completely agree.
Give me someone to talk to.
Right. Oh. We're not going to call out any businesses like AT&T, but, oh, that's so frustrating.
Or the voicemails that you get through three levels of voicemail and they're still asking you options to this, hit one to do the, oh, come on. I just want to talk to a person. I totally get it.
Thank you, Beverly. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Levant, and I don't like wasting my time playing cornhole.
Okay, yeah.
So, we do it quick in Levant. It's done, over with.
Yeah, quick backstory here. So myself and the Jordan Verge, we went to Levant Fire Department, right? And we had a little competition with the wonderful heroes at the Levant Fire Department, Steve included, Firefighter Steve included, and we beat them. We won, but it did take longer than 3 minutes, and I apologize. Next time when we beat you, it'll be shorter. It'll be less time than 3 minutes, I promise.
Well, you guys have a great Thursday.
Bye, Steve.
You too, Steve. Thanks.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, more
contentious in the upcoming election.
Done talking to you.
Determining who won, who actually won that cornhole tournament.
Yeah.
We did, by the way.
Uh-huh.
We did.
Okay.
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
What are you putting a time limit on? Your responses. We got a couple more calls on hold. Coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. No time limit for tonight. I would love for it to last forever. Nashville Nights at Smoke and Still Barbecue.
Yeah, tonight is the finale. We have they'll have four finalists that will be competing tonight because one of the weeks turned up with a tie.
Yeah, so four live performances, delicious food. This is a night out on the town that we've all been wanting. It's live music at a venue where we can sit down and just listen and enjoy food and good conversation with friends and family.
Amazing food. The barbecue at Smoke and Steel is so good. So you get to enjoy that. You get to vote because the winners are voted on by the audience. So you're a part of the evening.
That's right. You want to get there early. It will get packed. Are we going tonight?
I don't know if I'm going or not. Are you going tonight?
I think I'm
going
to go.
Okay.
I could use some brisket in my life.
I might swing by, yeah.
Brisket and some live music.
Yeah.
Nashville Night. So you can get all the details on their Facebook page, Smoke and Steel BBQ. That's Smoke and Steel BBQ. We'll see you tonight for Nashville Nights.
With Q106.5.
And Cindy, thank you so much for laughing with us on a Thursday. 1 week, we'll be putting up our Christmas trees. Think about that. 1 week. Can you believe it?
There's a house that was recently purchased out near where I live, and their front lawn, this is on Dow Road in Orrington, is covered with inflatables. They even turned one of their shrubberies into this giant monster.
That is
it. I mean, it's so cool, and I keep thinking, if this is this cool for Halloween, what are they going to do for Christmas? I can't wait.
We have a house in Brewer that's like that, too, off of, what is that back road? I really got to learn the roads and stop using my Apple Maps so I can get around just in case my phone ever fails. Is it Pierce? No, it's not Pierce. Oh, I can't think. Eastern? Yes.
Eastern Avenue?
Yes, Eastern. There's a house on Eastern. It's so cool. I slow down and just stare at it, and I find something new to look at every time. So I'm sure it's similar to your house in, I believe it might be Orrington?
In Orrington.
Yeah. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, if they go this much out for Halloween, Christmas has got to be phenomenal.
Right.
We're going to talk about how much you've spent on decorations for the holidays, probably in the next hour. But right now, we're talking about three-minute hugs.
Yeah, outlawed in, where is it? New Zealand.
New Zealand.
At the airport. Can't do three-minute hugs. 3 minutes is it.
You go over 3 minutes, you're getting fined in New Zealand, which is so long. That is such a long time to hug somebody.
How funny would that be? You go to the whatever it is, the constable's office or whatever. And, what you paying today? A fine for a four-minute hug.
Yeah, I was a minute over. Okay, that'll be $1,000. I don't even know what kind of money they use in New Zealand.
Yeah, I don't either.
Let's make it up. We'll call it, they use...
Koalas?
Koalas. Oh, that's a great one. They use koalas.
It's 1,000 koalas, mate.
Yeah. Listen, if anybody ever tells you that you can't do accents... You send them to me because I will slap them right across the face because they are wrong. You nailed that New Zealand accident.
Accident?
Accent. You know what I mean? Give it to us one more time.
I did it on accident, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Say, let's go to the phones in your accent.
Let's go to the phones, mate.
Yeah, if you say mate at the end of it, that makes it an Australian, New Zealand accent. Right. That's all you have
to
do.
Exactly.
Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Kayla from Salem.
Hi, Kayla.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Kayla from Salem, Massachusetts or Salem, Maine?
Nope. Salem, Maine.
Okay. I have a lot to learn. I'm still very much from away.
up by Kingsfield and Sugarloaf.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. Okay, so what do you put a time limit on, Kayla?
Might be a TMI, but my husband... It seems like every time he goes in the bathroom, it's 45 minutes later, and I don't understand how it takes somebody 45 minutes to take a...
What does he take in there with him? Does he take magazines, books, computer, anything?
His phone.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm right there with
you.
I'm
like, you don't even spend the whole time. I was like, you're just in there scrolling Facebook.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I can't relate to that because I don't do that. So
really,
yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Kayla, thank you so much.
I think it's a man thing. Yeah, any man.
Oh, you do not group us together. But you're not wrong.
Kayla, I agree.
You guys have a great day.
You too. What are you putting a time limit on? Anything in your life? 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Right now, we are going to go ahead and give away those Parker McCollum tickets.
Oh, very cool.
January 31st. You have 3 minutes, by the way, to call it. That's your time limit. Caller number 10 at 207-991-9500. Parker McCollum going to be in Portland on January 31st at the Cross Insurance Arena. And we are going to send you for free. Good luck. It's Q106.5.
So my husband yesterday mowed the lawn. It's the perfect time to get some things done around the house, especially with this warm weather. Getting ready for winter. Rake leaves, stow your yard decorations, whatever. It's the perfect time as well to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions about getting your roof replaced so it's safe and secure before the cold weather hits. There are some exclusive roof replacement savings and pricing options for any size home or budget. But to take advantage of them, you have to roof it or lose it. Request a quote by October 31st. If you're worried about the price, don't worry about it. The folks at Home Roofing Solutions can talk to you about their financing process, which could allow you to roof now and pay later. Home Roofing Solutions is Maine's professional roofing company, serving the entire state from 4 locations in Aetna and their 3 new locations in Bangor, Holton, and Gorham. Their crew is so huge. Most jobs are typically done in a day or two, so stop putting it off. Get your free quote before October 31st to take advantage of their Roof It or Lose It savings. Contact Home Roofing Solutions today by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Or find them online at Home Roofing. Solutions.com.
106.5. There we go. David and Cindy, 1 week until Halloween.
Yes.
We are giving away, I can't believe in 1 week we'll be putting up Christmas trees. Well, we'll look nice in that Christmas stocking this year are some freshly new Parker McCollum tickets.
Yeah, that would be a very nice stocking stuffer.
He's coming to Maine January 31st, Cross Insurance Arena down in Portland. I believe tickets go on sale tomorrow, but you can win them before you can buy them. And we have our latest winner on the phone right now, caller number 10. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Carla in Bangor.
What's up, Carla? What are you doing right now?
I'm actually going to pick up a sick kid from school.
Aww.
Oh, that stinks. You literally just dropped him or her off, and now you got to go pick him up.
Correct.
What the heck? What's wrong? Upset stomach? Fever?
No, headache.
Oh, those are the worst.
Spending the day on the couch watching TV.
There you go.
Can I go to... Oh, no, I did that yesterday.
That's you okay. Did do that yesterday. You stay right here, young lady. Well, Carla, I'm sorry to hear that about your kid. Hopefully they feel better, but something that might make you smile, you're going to go see Parker McCollum in January.
Sweet.
Heck yeah. She's like, I got to go get my kid, though. Can we hurry up and get the information out so I can get these tickets? Carla, hang tight, all right?
Okay.
Carla says time limit.
We have been talking about time limits all morning. New Zealand is enforcing a 3-minute time limit on hugs at their airport drop-off. Evidently, people have been hugging for longer than 3 minutes, which is way too long.
It really is a long hug.
I mean, what is a good time limit for a hug? Like, how long do you hug before you go, okay, this is weird?
I say 10 seconds.
See, I would go longer than 10 seconds, but certainly not longer than like a minute. And even a minute is a long time.
We received a voicemail that I find rather interesting because you were doing your New Zealand accent earlier.
Right.
Can we get a little taste of that?
Good day, mate.
Oh, that's so good. You nailed it. let's see what this voicemail says that was submitted on the Q106.5 app, where you too can always leave a voice message if you would like, and we'll air it right here on David and Cindy. Here we go.
Hi, I'm a Kiwi living right here in Maine, and I have to say this hugging thing is totally embarrassing. Kiwis are warm and caring people, and hugging is a way of life, so it's just stupid. By the way, Cindy, koalas are an Australian animal, and New Zealand uses dollars. And you do sound very much like an Australian, but not a Kiwi. Love you guys.
So a Kiwi is a nickname for a New Zealander, and that is very cool. I wish we had her name. We never got her name, but I think that's so cool.
That is very cool.
Wow, and you moved all the way to Maine from New Zealand. That is quite the jump.
I could listen to her talk all day long. What an awesome accent.
Right? Love that.
Beautiful.
Well, what are you talking about? You sound just like her.
No, I don't.
Hi, I'm a Kiwi living right here in Maine.
All right, say that.
Hi, I'm a Kiwi living right here in Maine.
You nailed it.
But see, I couldn't do it unless I heard her first, and no, it didn't nail it.
And I have to say, this hugging thing is totally embarrassing.
Go ahead.
This hugging thing is totally embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh, I swear.
No, I kind of went British there at the end.
No, yeah, it's like I'm standing in front of Nicole Kidman, who I think is Australian, not New Zealand.
Yeah, I can sound like Nicole Kidman. I can't look like her. No. Give me a choice. Which would I rather, look like her or sound like her?
I never know how to respond when comments like that are made. I never know how to.
It's a fact.
No, so I'm just going to move forward.
Okay.
And say, coming up, Jelly Roll is going to be in Florida, and we want to send you to Jacksonville to see him live.
Absolutely. Two nights hotel in this hotel in the stay. I keep doing that.
Two nights in a hotel in the stay.
Two
hotel. Nights in a hotel in the stay, mate.
Tickets to the show, round trip airfare for two, and $500 in spending cash.
And you get to hug Jelly Roll for 3 minutes.
I think Jelly Roll would find that awkward.
I think anybody would think about that. Say you get the opportunity to hug Jelly Roll for 3 minutes. Would you even accept that? Because it's too long.
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah. You're embracing Jelly Roll. It's like, all right, we're hugging. So what are you having for dinner?
Yeah.
But your head is nestled. Yeah. On his, in his neck, and you're right by his ear, so you're whispering it. So what are you having for dinner? Because you don't want to blow out his eardrum. What are you having for dinner? By the way, since
really
we started
nice
this,
you.
Still hugging because it's only been 20 seconds. We still have 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go.
Right.
It's way too long.
It's way too long. Yes.
Anyways, that Jelly Roll code is coming up at 8:20. You don't want to miss it, and we're going to do some country music news.
Yeah.
It's on the way, Q106.5. Oh, I get to talk about my friends at Mason's Brewing Company. I would hug any beer at Mason's Brewing Company for 3 minutes. They have the best on tap. You already know that. So many to choose from. And I've just been obsessed with the Smashing Pumpkins beer. And I'm not giving it up. Not till after Thanksgiving. Absolutely not. As long as they keep brewing it, I'm going to keep drinking it. 6.5% alcohol, 100% delicious. And you better watch out, Grandma. Your pumpkin pie, always a hit. It is. It's delicious. But now you have some competition. Smashing Pumpkins beer. What do you have? Pumpkin pie, Smashing Pumpkins beer that tastes like pumpkin pie and makes you feel all warm and cozy inside. Yeah, I'm going with Mason Smashing Pumpkins beer. Two locations, Machias and Brewer, both have beautiful views, incredible staff, and that great beer that we're talking about. And now that we're looking ahead to the weekend, looks like we're going to have some good fall weather this weekend. Perfect to sit out on the patio, watch the beautiful views, and have some brunch. And they do serve that. 10:30 until 2, Saturday, Sunday. And you can get a flight of mimosas. And check out this chicken fried steak with sausage, gravy, eggs, sunny side up, crispy potatoes. And, of course, a beautiful view of all the fall colors by the river. That's Mason's Brewing Company. I'm going to go there for lunch today. Yeah, I am. I'm going to get a pizza. I'm hungry. I'm going to go there. pizza, beer. You deserve that too. It's Thursday. You've almost made it through an entire week. So I'll see you at lunch today at Mason's. For the beer, the food, the views, and the staff, it's Mason's Brewing. Q106.5. There we go.
There we are.
Okay. We're David and Cindy. And we are 1 week away from Halloween.
I wondered where she's been all day.
Yeah, I know. She got in late today. Oh, by the way, we're joined every segment this hour by the very talented. Every hour. We're joined this at this point in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Well, weekday morning.
Monday through Friday.
I know.
Except for holidays.
I know.
You're not here on holidays. Yeah. By the very talented Jordan Burge. Oh,
thank you so much.
Now that I mentioned that we're 1 week away from Halloween, I have a question real quick before we get to the Jelly Roll code.
Okay.
What do you call a spider with 20 eyes? What do you call a spider?
A spy.
No, you stop it. That's my punchline. That's my punchline.
I love it.
You better have the code today. Yes.
The code that could potentially send you to Jacksonville.
That is correct. Jacksonville, Florida. Yes.
Potentially.
November 23rd. Tickets for two. You get the flight. You get the hotel. $500 spending cash. Yes. That code, Jordan Verge, you better have it.
November 23rd?
November 23rd.
So it's less than a month away.
Right. Just before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yes.
Start making your plans.
Today is October 24th. What's the code?
Yes. Yeah. What is the code? It's Thursday. What is the code?
Well, before I get to the code, let me tell you what you could win.
We already have it. Okay.
We already did that.
It's 845. For the love of God, man.
You guys already said what they could win?
Yes. Where were you?
845.
Sometimes David calls me very talented and I just black out. I just start daydreaming.
845.
You said 845?
Yes.
That's this hour's code?
Yes.
So if you have the Q106.5 app and you tapped on the Jelly Roll Ticks button right on the homepage and scrolled down to the 8 o'clock hour for Thursday,
you'd
enter 845.
This is great. Yes.
You say 845?
845.
Okay. Right. And so each code you hear and enter gives you another shot at winning?
Right.
And the next
entry into the contest.
Next code's coming up at 10:20.
Very nice.
It's like he does know, but he doesn't know.
I know.
No, I just want to make sure.
It's wildly confusing.
Yes.
Let's get to country music news.
Let's do that.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover, Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover, Foxcroft. Ashley McBride.
I love Ashley McBride.
Okay.
Would you hug her for 3 minutes?
I would not.
Okay.
Why did you ask that question?
I would hug her for 10 seconds.
What does that mean?
In New Zealand airport, it's against the rules now. You can get fined for hugging more than 3 minutes.
As you should. You shouldn't just be fined. You should be put in jail.
Right.
3 minutes is way too long.
Very awkward. Like, I'm trying to think, like, Megan Maroney, like, I wouldn't even hug her for 3 minutes.
Ashley McBride. She recently began sharing covers of songs on her social media pages, specifically by Female Vocalist of the Year nominees at the 58th CMA Awards. McBride appears on the list of nominees in that category, along with Kacey Musgraves. Kacey Musgraves is one the first artist that McBride had covered.
Okay.
So far, McBride has performed My House, which... Musgraves released on her debut album back in 2013. Also nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year alongside McBride and Spacey Kacey, Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, I love Kelsey Ballerini. Yeah.
Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
And Megan Maroney.
Right. There she is.
And yesterday, Ashley McBride posted to her socials a cover of Mama, I Lied from Megan Maroney's sophomore album, Am I Okay? In the comments, Megan Maroney said, well, it's all caps. Yes, with like five S's.
If you're going to quote somebody, you got to impersonate them.
I think that she sounds really similar to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes, like five S's, two exclamation points, a heart. Love this so much.
That's very cool.
Where can
we? I would love to see Ashley McBride win. I really would.
She's great phenomenal. Live too. If you've never seen Ashley McBride live, put it on your bucket list. She's great.
If you've never seen the video of her singing "Girl Going Nowhere" on the Opry stage, you have to watch it. You'll be crying by the end of it.
Oh yeah, she wrote that song because a teacher told her.
Yeah.
Like laughed at her for wanting to pursue music, saying that she would never make it. She's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Hence the title of the song, Girl Going Nowhere.
Right.
Why would teachers say that?
I don't know.
Like I always hear stories of people being like, yeah, my teacher said I wasn't going to be anything. And then I turned out to be this. Like Jaylen Brown on the Boston Celtics. He has this story about one of his high school teachers telling him he was going to end up in jail. Why are these public educators saying these things?
But you know,
my drama teacher in high school told me that I would never make a living at radio.
And here you are,
37. But you know what? You know what? Thank goodness for these teachers. Because without saying those things, would Ashley McBride have pursued music so passionately?
Right.
Would Jaylen Brown have worked so hard to prove that teacher wrong?
You know what? That's fair. I wish I had a mean teacher.
So do I. Yeah.
The 58th CMA Awards will take
place. You will never be a millionaire, Jordan Burge.
Yesterday,
you're a failure.
You called me chunky yesterday.
You are chunky.
And I worked extra hard.
Wow.
But only his quads. It's very strange. Yeah. No, very strange young man.
I hit hamstrings again yesterday, too.
Good for you.
Yeah. No, these stairs are hurting me. the CMA Awards are, they're November 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Coming up. Good job, Jordan Verge.
You mean that?
I mean, bad job, Jordan Verge. You'll never do better than that, ever.
What?
Danielle from Sanddollar Spa and Pool coming up here. They got a great sale going on. We're about 10 minutes away from finding out how you can score a great deal on a hot tub from Sanddollar Spa and Pool. On the way, Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. David and Cindy. Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Do you see who's in studio with us?
Yeah.
She's nervous. She's anxious, but she's also absolutely amazing. It's Danielle from Sanddollar Spa and Pool. Yay!
Thank you so much, David. Happy to be here working on my biggest fear with you.
She hates being on the radio, but you do such a great job at Sanddollar Spa and Pool, and you guys have something so awesome going on that you are facing your fears. Come on and share all the cool details that's going on at your wonderful store.
Yes, and Tuesday, I was distracted by your handsomeness.
Okay.
But not today, because you don't look quite so good today, so, you know.
What the heck?
Right, the matching red, not today.
I didn't get it. Granted, I could have slept more last night. I stayed up watching Shrinking. Oh, that's such a good show. Do you watch Shrinking?
No.
Apple TV Plus. So
you watched episode 3?
I did watch episode 3. It's so good. But not as good as the Lucky Duck sale going on at Sanddollar Spa and Pool. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't look that good today.
You can try next time.
Maybe I can hop in one of your saunas.
You could.
That'll help me detox and work the circulation in my blood.
You could. The EP, still waiting for you.
Okay. Do you have the infrared one too?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's what keeps you happy and smiling over the winter.
We'll have it warmed up for you on Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait. Broadcasting live from Sanddollar Spa and Pool, 96 Parkway South in Brewer from 11 to 1 this Saturday. Would love to meet you. And you do want to come down because... my goodness, all the great sales going on. Because you guys are moving soon.
We are. We're hoping to be in our new spot, the Bangor Waterfront, in April. Sometime in April. We'll follow up later on that.
Yeah, but right now we're focusing on moving that inventory so you don't have to move it when we do make that move to Bangor in April or whenever.
Correct. And we talked about the hot tub sale on Tuesday when we were here, but we also forgot to mention that we have up to 80% off in our retail store, and above ground pools are 40% off as well.
Wow. Financing is available.
Yeah.
On just about everything at Sanddollar Spa
and Pool. Yeah, hot tubs and pools for sure.
Take a peek right now if you're thinking, all right, I can't get down there yet. The sale, the big hot tub sale where you can get up to $5,000 off begins at 9:30 this morning.
Correct.
If you can't make it down to the store because you're at work, hop on sanddollarspa.com. That's where you can check out all the inventory. Great website. You guys did a good job building that. Everything's there, but you definitely want to make it down to the showroom.
Absolutely. We're going to be there until Saturday at 5.
I think a lot of people think spas are something, they're like a luxury item and it's so expensive and there's no way but they're a lot more affordable than people think, right?
Absolutely. And they start at around $4,500 and they go right up, you know, but with the financing, they are very affordable.
Yeah, with the financing, you're paying less than a cable bill.
some of them, yep.
To have a hot tub in your backyard. Think about that. Fresh snow on the ground. The sky's clear. You know after it snows, after the storm clears, the skies are clear. You're underneath the stars, and you're sipping on a nice glass of, I don't know, cab?
Water.
Water, that's right. You want water when you're in your hot tub. Water.
Right, exactly. Okay.
With a splash of vodka. And then you're underneath the stars in your brand new hot tub from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. And now's the time to buy. Take advantage of these people. Right. Take advantage of Danielle.
Right, very affordable, wow. But especially now because of the markdowns. And they're doing you a favor, taking these spas so that you don't have to move them.
Yeah, we have a lot of inventory still left, and we don't want to move any of it.
Yeah.
We'd rather go to a new building with no inventory.
Unless you're moving it to someone else's house.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
So this Saturday, 11 to 1, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, I will be broadcasting live. I do want to meet as many people as possible, and I encourage you to bring your bathing suit because I'm going to be sitting in a hot tub. I'm going to be sitting in the pool out front.
With the rubber duckies. It's a pink hot tub.
With the rubber duckies. I'll even wear some pink board shorts.
There Perfect. You go.
And okay. I'm encouraging people to come join me. Let's make it weird. Let's make it awkward. Let's make it weird. Let's make it awkward. It's $10 Spawn Pool. We're going to have a hot tub party this Saturday, 11 to 1.
Danielle, you'll take pictures, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Danielle, I can't wait to see you guys. And good luck with the sale again that begins at 9:30 this morning at Sand Dollar Spawn Pool.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you soon. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy.
That's okay. Who we are.
All right. Got a little distracted there.
Let's, morning show.
Let's focus. So Liam Neeson is in the news. He says at 72 years old, he's not only done with dating.
Yeah.
He's also done with action films.
Okay.
So no action for Liam.
Right.
Neeson whatsoever.
On or off screen.
You got it. Liam Neeson, I'm trying to think of movies that he's played in where he's not doing an action role. And the only one I can think of is Love Actually.
Yeah.
Which is a great Christmas movie. It's in the top five, yeah, hands down.
He's really good in that.
Oh, he's fantastic in it. He plays the role of a widow.
What was the Tombstones movie that he did? But that was still kind of
action. Yeah.
Action-y.
What does he do if it's not action film? With that,
I can't think of anything else either. Wow.
With that being said,
yeah,
we're going to open up the phone lines.
Okay.
Who is the best action star of all time?
Wow.
How about that for a Thursday topic?
Wow.
Who is the best action star of all time?
Who do you think?
I'm going to have to think about this myself.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot
there's
out there.
There's a lot of them. The person who immediately jumps to mind for me is Jackie Chan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Bruce Willis popped in my head first, but then immediately followed by Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone.
See, I thought Jackie Chan, and then I thought Tom Cruise.
Let's think about this.
Because both of them do so many of their own stunts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Number one action star of all time, 207-991-9500, not Liam Neeson.
No, I wouldn't think so. Or you can leave us a message or voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
All right, we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour, and Jordan Verge will be joining us. It's all on the way right here on Q106.5, 1 week away from Halloween. With that being said, David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
I like that we just ignore that there's a scream happening now. Like, at first, it's like, oh, yeah, look, that's fun. Now we're just hearing a woman scream,
whoa,
and we're just ignoring it.
There was a scream?
You didn't hear it?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's a scream?
Yeah. See, when we say there's 7 days from Halloween.
Yeah, what about it?
He must just hear that in his head all the time.
What are you?
He doesn't notice that it's there.
That's kind of frightening. Don't
you? It really is.
Are you guys messing with me? What are you talking about?
It's like when you go nose blind. Like, let's say you have dogs and you go, you don't smell your dogs, but you have guests over and they're like, oh, wow, it smells like dogs in here.
Oh, sure. Like, or if you smoke cigarettes, you don't smell the cigarettes.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
It's right. Like you're nose blind, but hearing blind to a woman's cry for help.
I'm not. Are you serious? Are you guys messing with me? I do not hear a woman screaming ever.
We're like, totally serious.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Let's say there's 7 days until Halloween.
Yeah, and what about it? There's seven. Okay, that's 1 week. There's 1 week until Halloween.
You had to kick off the lungs.
So what about it?
with that?
I love the.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse, me laughing at the woman's cry for help or David ignoring it.
Yeah.
With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
What did the scarecrow eat for dinner? What did the scarecrow eat for dinner?
Strawberries.
Close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What did the scarecrow eat for dinner?
Oh, I don't know.
Nothing. He was already stuffed.
Good. That one's good.
Yeah. See, that I hear. I hear the laughing.
The scream you don't hear.
I never heard a woman scream. I don't.
Okay,
still.
So I can't count on David if I ever get in trouble.
No, absolutely not.
That's not true. I will be your hero. I'll come and rescue
not if you.
You
can't hear me scream.
Yeah, good point. Liam Neeson is retiring from acting or action films, not from acting entirely, but from action films,
which I think that's smart. I think there comes a point where you just have to hang it up and say, okay, my face being on a younger version of myself, computer generated,
sure,
or me doing the action, but I'm looking younger because of computer. It's not genuine.
Now, how old is Liam Neeson?
He's 72.
Yeah, he probably should. He probably should retire.
So Harrison Ford is, oh gosh, how old is he? But he's about to start. He's 82, and he's about to play the Red Hulk in a Marvel film. Very, very much an action film. But again, computer generated.
Right.
And
how much is he doing?
And that's an older character, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's interesting.
He's not giving it up. Why? But Liam Neeson says this is not verbatim, but he said basically, you know, you can't fool people forever. Like, I'm 72.
Is that an animated movie or is
the Marvel
providing the voice?
His character will be animated. I mean, he's not going to really be like the Red Hulk.
Yeah, most of it is.
It's going to be voice.
Yeah,
work.
Most of it is just his voice and I guess his face.
Computer generated on it.
But yeah, is Liam Neeson getting the Marvel money?
No, he's not getting the Marvel money.
If I'm 82 and I'm offered millions and millions of dollars to be in this action film, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And that's what Harrison Ford said, too. He goes, you're basically stupid. If you get offered a Marvel film and you're like, I'm not doing a Marvel film, you're stupid because you're missing out on a lot of money.
But Liam Neeson is being offered, you know, Taken 25.
Right. He can only have a particular set of skills for so long.
That's right.
He's really got to, like, protect his family a lot more. They keep getting taken.
What's
his
going
daughter's
on?
In her 40s. who got abducted.
So the question is, who is the biggest action star of all time?
Biggest being probably Andre the Giant, right? You know, he's pretty big.
Not literally.
Oh,
if you're going literally, I think there's a case to be made for Arnold.
Yeah. Well, at one point, yeah, he's... As he's gotten older, gosh, how old is he now? But as he's gotten older, he's certainly, you know, shrunk down size. It's still impressive, though. The guy goes to the gym all the time and works out and can outlift most people in their
20s. He's 77.
77. And he's still out there lifting. And he even said, I mean, if you haven't watched his documentary on, oh gosh, it's a 3-part series.
Probably Hulu.
I think it's Netflix, actually.
I don't know.
I just wanted to say something that you didn't say.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
It's actually Fubo TV.
I do think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
But it is really good. His book is really good, too. Don't recommend the books on tape with Arnold. Don't recommend that.
Confused. You have no clue what's going on.
It is very hard to understand him. He's reading his book and you're just like, what are you saying, dude? But he's made a great career. I'm going to have to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger as the number one action star of all time.
Okay.
Because he's never starred in anything that isn't action. Even his lighthearted comedies like Kindergarten Cop, still an action
film.
Still
an action film.
Yeah, sure.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger, biggest action star of all time. Fight me for it.
I heard Cindy say, you said Jackie Chan and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So you're going for the little fellas. Like the short kings out
there. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I need to find like a middle ground because you're going with Arnold, that fella. Going with Jackie Chan and Tom Cruise. I don't know.
Well, Arnold's only 5'10".
No, he's not.
He is. He's not very tall.
He's only 5'10"?
Yeah, he's only 5'10".
Bruce Willis, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
Everything Bruce Willis has done pretty much is action, right?
Right. I'm trying to think of comedies. Like, The Whole Nine Yards was comedy, but still action. He played a mobster.
There was Sixth Sense was not really action.
No. No. So everything that Bruce Willis has done isn't necessarily action.
He's done so many, and has, I mean, like, The Fifth Element and the Die Hard movies. And
there's definitely an argument to be made that Bruce Willis is one of them. All right. Well, what do you think? 207-991-9500. 207-991-9500. Or you can leave us a message on the Q106.5 app.
Oh, were you waiting for me to say that? Yeah. Leave us a voicemail there, too. I'm sorry. I was looking at a list of action heroes. I'm sorry. And they all look pretty nice. And I got distracted.
Your response is coming up. I do want to talk about the heating lodge as the temperatures start to dip. Yeah, it's time to start thinking about the heat again from the heating lodge. You don't want to be left in the cold. You don't want to leave your family or employees in the cold. Yeah, you know what? Forget them. Worry about yourself. The Heating Lodge, I'm just kidding. You want to take care of them too. And the Heating Lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial, or industrial space. Just get to heatinglodge.com right now and take a peek at all of their wood, pellet, and gas stoves. So many beautiful designs. And they have these Samsung heat pumps that you'll absolutely love. Versatile units. You get one outdoor and then you put one or more indoors. Perfect for heating and also cooling your residential, commercial, and industrial spaces. Don't forget about all the top brand name grills. Yeah, they're at the Heating Lodge too. And fire tables to put on your patio so you can sit out there well into the winter. Basically, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Two locations in Bangor, Griffin and Union, and their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order at heatinglodge.com. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge. Look at him over there.
Over here, thank you.
I
am over here. What?
Less creepy laugh next time.
Wait. Oh, thank you.
There we go.
That's a little more genuine. Yeah.
Let's try the whole thing over.
All right.
Q106.5, David and Cindy, we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys know that this is live radio, right?
Yeah, but he faked it.
There's no editing.
Just take three real quick.
What? Take three? Okay. Yeah,
it would just make me feel... Can we start from Jelly Roll?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's play Jelly Roll again.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
But, hey, Jelly Roll, need a favor. Hey, we got a code for Jelly Roll. No, now I'm going all over the place. I'm starting... Because now I'm going to promote the code.
I understand.
Which is coming up at 1020, where you take that code Q106.5 app, and you can win a trip to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida, November 23rd.
Yep.
You guys just listen for that code at 1020. Mm-hmm. Q106.5, it's David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Thank you so much. I'm all business now.
If you can't fake the laugh, just don't do it. Okay, gotcha.
All right. Liam Neeson. He's retiring from... He says he's done with dating and he's done with acting.
What? He's done with dating?
Yeah. Yes.
Why?
I don't know. He's been burned too many times.
He said he's done with dating.
Dating.
David said he's getting no action whatsoever.
No action because he's retiring from action films too.
Oh, wow.
With that being said, because he's retiring from action films as well, who is the biggest action star? There's so many to choose from. I went with Arnold Schwarzenegger because every single role that he's done has been action, even the comedies.
Right.
No. Shoot. Just thought of one. Dang it. Twins.
Oh, right.
Oh, with
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Has he ever done any action films?
Yes. I don't. Well, yes, he has. He's played Penguin in Batman Returns.
That's my favorite. Right. That's my pick right there. That's
my pick. Your biggest action star is Danny DeVito.
That's my action goat right there. Danny DeVito.
Final answer.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
11. Danny DeVito.
Wow.
Now I got to change my answer because I purely picked Arnold Schwarzenegger because I was under the impression that he only starred in action films. But now that I thought of Twins.
Yeah.
Oh, and he did the pregnant movie where he's pregnant.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was that? Not his best work.
No, it was not a good movie.
He was pregnant?
Yeah. It was really weird.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what that movie was called. But again,
I can't either.
That was definitely not an action film.
Right.
Albeit, he got some action to get pregnant.
Yeah, it's safe bet. Just go with The Rock. That's all right.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a modern day action hero. I wasn't even thinking in that direction. I was thinking 80s, 90s for some reason.
Well, that's right. I was thinking the same thing toward the last of the last segment was that we're talking about action heroes who are all in their 70s and 80s.
Right.
What about the modern day?
Yeah.
And off air, Jordan, you mentioned Ryan Gosling, who obviously has done a lot of roles that are not action, but he's
absolutely not on this list whatsoever.
Well, okay. I mean, no, he should be. Like, you guys have seen Barbie, right?
Okay.
have you seen Barbie?
So Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's played in Disney movies like The Tooth Fairy.
There's an insane fight scene in Barbie. Yeah,
there is.
But yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's all of the Kens just going at it.
Who is the number one action star of all time? Let's go to the phones quickly. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Ken from Dixmont.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, I'm going to go with Stallone.
Yeah.
That's another one you got going.
He did all of his Rambo movies. He did all the Rockies. And he's doing Tulsa King.
Which is awesome.
Oh, I still need to watch that. What streaming service is that on? Is that Apple?
Is that Peacock or Paramount?
I'm not sure.
I think it's Paramount.
I think it's something I don't have.
Yeah, Paramount.
Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder on that.
Liam Neeson also played in Star Wars, which was not an action film for him.
Oh, that's right.
I totally forgot about that. He was a Jedi Knight, and he was great in it, too. Ken, you're full of information this morning. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
I mean, listen, I just want to say that that Ryan Gosling could do Rocky. Okay, Ryan Gosling could do Rocky, but Sylvester Stallone could not do Barbie.
He could not be Ken. That's a valid point.
Not to completely ignore you and blow you off, but my sister wrote in, who's listening on the Q106.5 app out of Virginia.
Oh, very cool. Hi, sis.
Good morning, Aaron. I love you. She says Dwayne The Rock Johnson absolutely does not count. He's not the biggest action star because he did play, in fact, the role of the Tooth Fairy. So he's omitted from this list. So we're still looking now for the biggest action star of all time.
Well, let's see if that counts. I was going to say Matt Damon, but Matt Damon has done a lot of roles that were not.
Oh, yeah. He can't count. He did The Zoo, for crying out loud, which was a weird movie.
He was so good in the Bourne series.
He was a great Jason Bourne. Yeah. Can't deny that.
Never seen it.
But he was also a boy genius.
Yeah.
To start his career, which was
Good Will Hunting.
Thank you. 207-991-9500. We're looking for the biggest action star of all time. Now we're at a loss. We don't have him.
I think Ken's onto something with Stallone. I really do.
Yeah, it might be Stallone.
Although he did. No, that was action, too. I was going to say Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Cindy, when you said
we'll
Ken,
Google it.
I was like, yes, of course. Yeah, Ryan Gosling. But you said Ken, like talking about our the caller that we just had.
207-991-9500.
Like, when did I say Ken? Yeah.
Your response is coming up. Not Ryan Gosling. Not Ryan. Up our Christmas trees. Think about that. Ah, wild.
Oh, that's fair.
In 1 week, you're putting up your Christmas tree.
I won't be alone. I know it. Q106.5, David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Thank you. I'm taking my pictures for our Christmas cards today.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Are you going to, look like
this?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Should I hit the gym right before it?
We're talking about the biggest action star because Liam Neeson has decided to retire at the age of 72 from doing acting or action films. And that got us talking. Like, who is the biggest action star of all time? We're really struggling now because Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I thought was, is out because he did Twins and he was pregnant in a film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll disqualify you.
That's absolutely. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's out because he played the Tooth Fairy.
You know, what about the ladies? Are there any like women action stars out there?
Yeah, good call. Angelina Jolie with Tomb Raider. But
Right. Sigourney Weaver with Alien.
Right.
Aliens.
But they've done so Alien many 3. other films.
What about who played in Kill Bill?
Uma Thurman?
Thoughts?
And she played Poison Ivy in the Batman film.
Yeah,
but the biggest action star? No. Mm-mm. That's not it.
Okay.
No?
Wow. I tried, okay?
Let's go to the phones and see what they have to say. Good morning. Who's this?
I'm Wendy, and I'm calling from Herman.
What's up, Wendy?
I definitely probably think Tom Hanks. I was on my carpool on my way to work, and we were all thinking, no, Tom Cruise, we said. Sorry.
Tom Cruise.
Because he does all his own stunts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
fair. He does. I mean, he hangs off the sides of mountains and does stunts that...
In planes and stuff. So we were just thinking, why not him? I mean, we know he's done a couple of other things, but the whole Mission Impossible thing is pretty hard to compete with as far as doing your own stunts for most of those movies.
Exactly.
Yeah. And let's think, and he's done Jack Reacher, Top Gun.
Yeah.
Let's think about those other roles that he's done. He did that one with Nicole Kidman, Eyes Wide Shut, and there was a lot of action in that movie. A lot of action.
You're totally right, though. There really was.
All right. Tom Cruise. caller just entered the chat. Thanks to Wendy. Thanks for calling in, Wendy.
Have a good morning.
Brandon says definitely Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson as the biggest action star.
Oh, there we go.
What has Samuel L. Jackson been in other than Star Wars?
Oh,
Die
gosh.
Hard? Yeah. Die Hard 3.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Okay. Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
That was a lot of action.
What about Jennifer Lawrence?
I suppose so.
Hunger Games, Red Sparrow.
Yeah, but she did that one with Bradley Cooper. She was phenomenal in it, but that was not an action movie.
Who just said Bruce Willis?
Brandon did on Facebook.
Rachel reached out on the app also saying Bruce Willis, best action actor of all time.
Okay, let's revisit Bruce Willis. What movie has he been in that's not action?
Because he was in all of the, not all of them, but the Fast and the Furious movies.
No, not Bruce Willis.
Oh, who was in that? Was that Vin Diesel?
That was Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
The white dude's bald. I get it. Okay. I'm going to be one of those soon. So I can say that.
Vin Diesel could be a contender, though, as Jackrabbit from Augusta said on the Q&A.
Yeah, he's app. Okay. All right.
Everything he does is action. What has Bruce Willis done that wasn't action? There's got to be.
He was in an episode of Friends.
He was on a few episodes of Friends.
Yeah, but he still
lost a bet.
was that why he was on it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, he was great in it, and he still played a very intimidating guy.
And he was a love machine.
That's right. He was, which is full of action. Matt from California. Thank you, Matt, for listening to us in California on the Q106.5 app. Gosh, it's not even 7 o'clock there yet. He says Seth Rogen. Because he got chased by a tiger in the movie The Interview.
I don't know that counts.
I don't think that counts, Matt. But we appreciate you listening, regardless. Let's see if we can find a movie that's not action with Bruce Willis. It might be Bruce Willis. That might be the answer. We'll look that up, and we'll come back with words of wisdom as well. David and Cindy, it's Q106.5. Thanks for laughing with us on a Thursday. Thanks.